Good morning and praise the Lord, dear beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from 1 Corinthians in the 9th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yea, doubtless I am to you, for the seal of mine apostleship are you in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this: have we not power to eat and to drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister or wife as well as other apostles and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas, have not we power to forbear working? Who goeth a warfare any time in his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth the flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the ox, or the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should he be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I've used none of these things. Neither have I written these things, that it should be done so unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make me my glorying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do these things willingly, I have a reward. But if I, against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Here we learn of the Apostle Paul defending and proving his apostolic authority and asserts his right to continue the work of God charged him and was demonstrating that he was with him. being led by the Spirit of God in performance of the task he was commissioned. He waived his part of his Christian liberty for the good of the others. Even so today, God is still proving himself in those he has commissioned to perform the truth of the gospel until he comes to get the righteous on that great day. This is helping us to see that God gave us instruction, and his intention is for those that preach the gospel that we are to be provided for by those to whom we preach and teach. But the apostle was saying here that he did not manipulate the people of God. He did not take advantage of the people of God. That he worked, and those that were with him, they worked with their own hands to supply their needs. But he was letting them know that it was their responsibility to take care of them. But Paul said he didn't want the gospel hindered. So he worked with his own hands until people could believe and understand that it is their responsibility to take care of the spiritual leader, because preaching the gospel, and we know that even back in the beginning when God gave all the tribes land, he didn't give the tribe of the Levites, he didn't give them land. But he told the other tribes that it was their responsibility to make sure that they brought in the tenth of what he blessed them with, in what they harvested, what they had from livestock, whatever, and bring it to the temple. And the priest was to live out of what they brought to the temple. And so if we learn to not be so selfish, but learn to listen to the word of God, God's going to bless us. And he's waiting to bless us in abundance, but we keep getting in our own way. So let's give heed to the scripture, to this gospel. And if we do what God charges us to do and forget about what the Adam in us is thinking and feeling and what people around us that don't know and don't know that they don't know are saying, we will be blessed, our families will be blessed, our homes will be blessed, and we'll bless other people around us because we are written epistles that are read of men. And when they see what we do, when they begin to search the scriptures, they'll see that we had been demonstrating the scriptures in their presence all along. Amen. If everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. Henry Ford. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory again today for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind, the activity of our limbs. And again, God, today as we move forward, we want to keep ourselves reminded, because it's written in your word that you promised that you never leave us nor forsake us. And so as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks you've set before us today, we know that you've given us a load of benefits today that's going to take care of the things that we are confronted with and that we have to handle today. And that we can handle it, we can do it, and at the end of the day, we're going to give you joy, because with the indwelling of your spirit, we have all the power over all the power of the enemy, and we can resist the devil and make him flee. Hallelujah. We don't yield to him, because we discern his spirits, and wherever he is, we resist him and he has to leave. This is what you promised us in your word, Holy Father, and we thank you for it. We give you praise. We say hallelujah to you that you've made the way for us, that as you sent Jesus into the land with the indwelling of your spirit, God, and he demonstrated power over the enemy. He demonstrated in his wisdom. His wisdom superseded the wisdom of those around him. Because of the capacity of the anointing in him, your spirit in him, he was able to discern the spirits of the people around him before they could even think things. He already knew it. He was able, God, to resist their wishes and their desires, and he performed miracles in their presence to cause them to know that he was able and empowered to do things that they were not empowered to do. And God, and so as we move forward today. Keep us reminded and help us to keep ourselves reminded. As we read your word, we become empowered to be who you would have us to be. Our faith is increased to be who you want us to be, to do the things that you want us to be, because you let us know that if we seek you and your righteousness, the things that we need in our life, God, that you would provide them. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Holy Father. And Jesus left it on record for us as well, that it is your pleasure to give us the kingdom, but we must walk upright before you. We must do the things that you've charged us to do that are recorded in the scriptures. This is our instruction. God, this is where we get our education about who you are, because you said that you would give us pastors after your own heart that would feed us with knowledge. God, hallelujah, and that is knowledge of you and how you have performed and the things that you've done, demonstrated your love, your mercy, your kindness, your compassion with your people. God, hallelujah. And as the pastors begin to bring the people's attention to what you have done based on what you promised that you would do, that you're fulfilling every promise, God, that the people will heart, God, will turn. And when their hearts turn and they begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, that you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, and again, Lord, anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, please forgive us and envelop us in your favor. God, hallelujah, that you'll allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives, and let healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us as we go. So we thank you, God, this morning. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, God, because we know, hallelujah, that your pastors, we need a refreshing from your presence. We need more grace. We need more peace. We need no mercy. So God, we are praying and we're asking you, God, as the Apostle Paul in his letters, God, to the churches, God, we even speak that by faith this morning. God, let more grace be granted unto your body of Christ today, to the church today, to your people today that believe you and trust you and walk upright into your word. Show them more grace. Show us more grace. Show us more mercy, God. Let peace, God, abide amongst us, that we can be the demonstrators of the truth to help other people know that love is stronger than hate, and we should, God, forgive one another and not hold bitterness and grudges in our heart as the enemy wants us to do, because this is what the demonstration of the flesh being forced forward by Satan is, because Satan has vengeance in his heart. Satan has, God, in his heart, the grudges and bitterness with you, God, hallelujah, based on your word, because he's angry because you won't let him back to glory, back in heaven with you, and he knows that he can't get back. So to get at you, he's trying to cause us to not walk upright. He's striving to cause us to disallow your truth in our lives. He's causing us to disavow our promises to you, to for you to save us, God, by turning us back to darkness. God, but we believe you and we trust you, Lord God, again today, that every one of us, that when we find ourselves being pulled away from the truth, God, by false teaching, by false preachers, by false prophets, God, and people that are preaching and teaching for filthy lucre, they're saying things, God, hallelujah, for their own personal gain and glory, and they're not promoting the gospel for you, for people to know who you are, that you will provide those things that we need, that we don't have to lie, cheat, and scheme and strategize to get it. We just live by your word, and you will provide us with what we need, because your word tells us, hallelujah, and you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. So we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, and I'm asking you again today, Lord God, hallelujah, and I know, thank you, God, hallelujah, that there might be some people that say that I say the same thing every morning. Well, yes, God, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to say the same thing every morning, because somewhere today, somebody need to be saved. Hallelujah. Somewhere right now, hallelujah, somebody need healing. They need a miracle. They need to, they're bound in these sick beds with diseases and with afflictions, and diseases, God, hallelujah, and they need to be free. They want to be free. They're crying out to you, hallelujah, for you to heal their bodies, to grant them a miracle, get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet. There's somebody somewhere this morning, God, hallelujah, that they know that they have fallen away from the truth because they allowed their feelings and emotions to control their decision making, and they made decisions, God, that brought fear, called them to fall back into darkness, and now they're beginning to realize that darkness around them because they know that they were once there, but you saved them and you got them out. Hallelujah. So yes, God, I'm asking you again today, hallelujah, to save them, refresh them, restore them, get them back out of that darkness and back on the path, God, of the righteousness of your word and your God, hallelujah, that we'll walk in the knowledge of the truth of the gospel. And we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, God, again this morning for loving us, hallelujah. Thank you, God, hallelujah, because we are reminded in your word, hallelujah, that as that woman, that widow, kept going to that unjust judge, and she kept going to him and going to him and going to him, hallelujah, said that with the same request, day after day after day, until one day, according to the scripture, the judge just said, "You weary me. I'm tired of you coming. What do you want?" And so, and the scripture teaches us, "And shall not God avenge his own elect that cry day and night unto him?" God, and so we know, hallelujah, that we're going to keep crying out to you, God, because you allow us to talk to you. You allow us, hallelujah, you put your spirit in us so we can communicate with you. God, hallelujah, we communicate with you through prayer, God, through meditation, God, through just thinking in our hearts and in our minds. As we think about you, God, we think about your goodness, we think about your mercy. We remember your goodness, we remember your mercy. Hallelujah, we read it in the scriptures and we see your mercy, we see your compassion, we see your love and your kindness and your gentleness. God, your concern, hallelujah. And we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And as you have shown, God, all of these traits of yours, God, hallelujah, we know that because you're God and you change not, that you're going to demonstrate them in our lives as well again today. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God, because we know that you're everywhere all the time, knowing everything with the power to turn things and make it right, wherever it might be, God, even changing our hearts. God, hallelujah, when you see that we want to do right, we want to live better, God, because these pastors are preaching and teaching without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but they're doing it, God. They're demonstrating the gospel that they preach, and they're doing it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence. They're doing it in such a fashion that they want the world to see that they, you saved us from the world. And so the things that the world does, the places that they go, the things that they do, because you saved us from that, we're not going to get ourselves involved in that, because it's our purpose, it's our duty, it's our obligation as pastors and preachers and leaders to help people to understand the separateness that you want us to walk in, to talk in, to demonstrate, to help people to see the darkness that they're in, and that they can too, they can come out of that darkness. All they have to do is admit that they are sinners, that they're in darkness. They don't want to be in that darkness. They want to be in the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when they begin to read it and they begin to understand it, when you see that sincerity in their hearts, God, hallelujah, at your discretion, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too would have the indwelling of the Christ of God. Hallelujah. God, and we keep asking you, God, to fill with the Holy Ghost, because we know that Jesus said a man must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we know, thank you, God, that the only way we can get to glory to be with you is that we must become sons of God. Hallelujah. And the way we become sons of God is to believe on the name Jesus. And when we believe on the name Jesus, it means that we're believing what he taught. We're going to do what he taught. And we're coming to you in his name by that authority. And when you see that genuineness and that authenticity in us, God, and in everyone that do it, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God. Hallelujah, that they too will be able to help those that don't know and don't know that they don't know that they're still in darkness, because they're the people, the groups, the culture that they're in, they're all in darkness, and they're resisting the light of the knowledge of the gospel. But when you allow us in, God, that we can get one, and one can get one, and one can get one, prayerfully and hopefully, they will see the darkness that they're in. And they want to come out of that darkness. They want to come out of that lack of understanding of the knowledge of the Christ of God, hallelujah, and the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you have saved them from this underworld generation, hallelujah. And we know, Bohosa, hallelujah. Thank you, God, hallelujah. And we know that to be saved, we must have the indwelling of your spirit. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And we're asking you, God, to turn every home into a God presence home. God, through praying, through reading your word together, to seeking you, God, to cry out to you, God, to restore the peace that gradually left the home, the joy that gradually left the home, God, that love that gradually left the home, because Satan began to set up his home in that home, hallelujah, and he just began to radiate from him all this bitterness and hatred and disobedience and rebellion and fussing and cussing. And now the house is filled with rebellion and disobedience. God, but when you hear, God, the sincerity in those homes crying out to you, Lord, please forgive us and help us. And we're reading your word so we can come to some understanding. And we're going to get to church so we can hear the pastor, because you've given us pastors after your own heart that will feed us with knowledge and understanding that we can come out of that darkness. And when you see that sincerity, Lord, in each home, everywhere, God, we believe and trust you by faith in Jesus' name. God, hallelujah, that love is going to get back in that home. Peace is going to come back to that home. Joy is going to come back to that home. Singleness of heart is going to come back in that home. And it's going to take, these different attributes, God, are going to take their abode in that home. And there'll be joy in that home. And people, hallelujah, getting out to the church house, hearing the truth preached and taught, will put themselves in position with their sincerity that you have saved them from this underworld generation by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the indwelling of the Christ of God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, and we're asking you every day, God, hallelujah, because they are home somewhere every day, God, that need love, they need joy, they need peace, God. Many of them want it, but they don't know how to get it because the culture that they're in. When you know what I'm talking about, Lord, that I'm just saying that the people that they run with, the circles that they run in, all of them think alike. They do the same kinds of things. So they can't know how to do any better until you allow one of your regenerated sons or daughters into their lives to share the gospel with them, to help them to see. The first thing that they need to do, as the Apostle Peter said to the brother on the day of Pentecost when the church was first born, they said, what must we do? And the first thing Peter said to them was, repent. Hallelujah. And when you repent, God, we are asking you, God, people, we are asking you for forgiveness. We're admitting that we're sinners and we want to be saved from sin. We want to be saved from this unadulterated world. Hallelujah. To walk away from those things and the practices and the deeds that we were doing and are part of that were contrary to the gospel. And when you hear from us and you look into the hearts of those that are crying out to you, you're going to baptize them too with the indwelling of your spirit. And they're going to receive water baptism in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, and when they do, the church is going to expand. The church is going to grow even in the midst of this great falling away. God, hallelujah, the church is going to grow because I believe and I trust your word, God, that even the pastors that have allowed the devil to cause them to get greedy for money and for things in this life and to feel like they could do whatever they wanted to do, hallelujah. But when they begin to realize the error of their way and how they've caused people to error, they've caused people to not be saved and spirit-filled, when they begin to cry out and the people begin to cry out, hallelujah, and they realize they've just been misinformed, they've been misled, what they've been taught, what had been preached to them was not the full truth, and they had come short of what it takes to be saved, to meet, God, your requirement based on your word that a man must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And when they do, God, you're going to just continue to move by your Spirit. God, and so we thank you with the teaching and the preaching and the demonstration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, people's faith is going to grow. It's going to increase in them. God, and this is how they're going to get out of the sick beds, because of their faith and their trust in you. From your word, they hear it because the preacher is preaching and teaching with understanding and with clarity. God, hallelujah. And when they understand, if they just repent, God, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought. And when you hear that sincerity at your discretion, God, you're going to hear them and get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet. God, hallelujah. God, and those that have lost their way, if I ask you already, God, I ask you now again, God, to turn them back from that darkness to the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, we praise you, God, and we know that you're going to restore self-sufficiency like only you can. God, because you're the great restorer, you are the repairer of the breaches, God, that in people's lives where they fell apart because the devil slipped in here and there, God, hallelujah, but with the indwelling of your Spirit, God, these breaches, these cracks, these flaws, this slipping back, this misunderstanding, allowing them minds to be manipulated by Satan and his strategy and his craftiness, God, but the mind will come back together, and we're going to trust you in sincerity and the fullness, God, in the name of Jesus to Christ, hallelujah. God, that you're going to restore that financial independence. You're going to restore that self-sufficiency in the name of Jesus to Christ, God, because there are people, as you know them, God, there are people, they don't want to live on social assistance. They want to be self-sufficient. They want to do things for themselves and to be self-sufficient. And God, where you see that desire, God, we know that you're going to move by your Spirit and you're going to prove it and let it be so. God, but because those that have become complacent and satisfied with getting social assistance every month and they sit around and then when they get it, they misuse it, they abuse it. God, and they're using and buying all of this false stuff that they're putting on their bodies. God, and taking that and not taking care of the family and buying food and taking care of the children as they should. And God, you see it, you know it. There's a cost for it. There's a penalty to pay. God, but we know, hallelujah, that even in the midst of that, when they realized it, how wrong they are for doing all those things, when they begin to cry out, Lord, please forgive me and help me. Help me, God, to get a good job that I can support my family. God, help me. And God, I had this thought and I had this idea. And when they begin to talk to you about it, God, you're going to help them to move from one step to the next step. And you're going to put people in their life that know how to make it come to fruition. God, and then they'll get to that place that they'll realize how blessed they are to not have to wait for somebody else to take care of them, but they can support themselves. They can support their own families. God, so move by your Spirit and refresh self-sufficiency like only you can. And for those that have lost loved ones, God, and they just don't know what to do. Their hearts are so heavy. But God, because you're the great comforter, because you're the great consoler, God, and you're a mighty God that you can provide the strength. You're the great Savior. God, hallelujah. Move, God, hallelujah, and strengthen them and get them up, that as they move forward, they'll live their lives in such a fashion to give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray again today. And I'm asking you, God, for everyone, God, that seek you in sincerity and in truth, that you're going to save them from this underworld generation with the indwelling of your Spirit, God, hallelujah, so that on the day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trumpet of God and the voice of the archangel, and when he shout, as the scripture declares, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those that are alive and on the earth that day shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. And for this, God, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, hallelujah, for looking beyond our faults and our flaws and saving us and bringing us home to be with you. And we know, God, until that day shall come, that the devil is on the prowl seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, but we also know that you're going to keep us enveloped in your favor. God, you're going to continue to maintain our cause. God, you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, that we are not caught up and give our attention to false philosophy, false doctrine, God, that's contrary to Scripture, because we know, God, that the Scripture is forever settled. Your word is forever settled. The Scripture can't be broken. You're not deciding to do something different with this generation that you haven't done with the generations prior to this generation, because you said you don't change. So help us to understand that. Help us to hold fast to that we do what we do for your name's sake. And God, then we know that you're going to continue to supply us, but whatever it is that we need to be who you'd have us to be according to your riches in glory. In the holy name of Jesus the Christ, we pray and we do believe that we're going to have what we say, because we do ask it in Jesus' name, and we do believe it so. Amen, and thank you, God. Hallelujah to everybody. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Amen, and thank God again today for his goodness and for his mercy. And people of God everywhere, remember, things are not as bad as they seem. And nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.